107.1 Juice FM, Stratford's Greatest Hits. Good morning, I'm Jamie Caudle. Always great to check in with the good folks at Stratford Public Library. And Emma Brommer joins us on the phone line with our Queer Book of the Month. Good morning, Emma.
Good morning, Jamie.
It is so nice to have you on the phone lines. This is our monthly feature, if you will, with Stratford Public Library and Stratford Pride Community Center. Tell us, Emma, what book you have chosen for the month of April.
This month I have chose to review Go Tell It on the Mountain by James Baldwin. This was his first novel published in 1953. This is a semi-autobiographical story that tells the story of 14-year-old John Grimes, a reflection of Baldwin's younger self. He's the son of a Pentecostal preacher, and John is coming of age in 1930s Harlem. He's quiet and smart, and our protagonist grapples with how his emerging sexuality is challenging his relationship with God and, by extension, his family and the church community. Using a non-linear narrative, Baldwin unravels the complex and sinful histories of John's abusive father, Gabriel, his loving mother, Elizabeth, and his father's sister, Florence. These memories also reflect the social conditions Black Americans were subjected to at the turn of the 20th century, including the racist violence that encouraged John's parents to move from the South and the bitter treatment they continue to endure in the North. Each peek into the family's history gives insight into how Gabriel and Elizabeth's experience informed the tense nature of their family dynamic, especially the roots of John's troubled relationship with his father. For fans of literary fiction who can handle some gray areas, Go Tell It on the Mountain makes a great fit. While the story deals with the moral hypocrisy, repression, and fear its characters experience as devout worshipers, it never denies the importance of the religious community that inspires John's spiritual relationship with God and others. When reflecting on the depictions from Baldwin's real life, readers will appreciate his work incorporating the multiple facets of his identity as a queer Black man so meaningfully into this story.
Well, there you go. It is Go Tell It on the Mountain by James Baldwin. And James Baldwin has had a number of books and novels over the years and a number of movies and documentaries on the American writer and civil rights activist James Baldwin. So in terms of Emma, for you picking this book, obviously you enjoyed this book, but a very interesting and unique choice for this month.
Yeah, I think it was fun to go back all the way to the 50s and find a novel that deals with queer themes in a very subtle way, but that is still very true to who James Baldwin was. And it was he was very courageous to write so openly about who he was.
Again, that's the late James Baldwin, the author. The book is Go Tell It on the Mountain. So, Emma, what's the best way? This book is, of course, available at Stratford Public Library. What's the best way to pick it up?
The best way to pick it up is to place a hold online or give us a phone call.
All right, with Stratford Public Library. And, Emma, more events coming up. There's lots going on with Stratford Public Library. Anything you want to spotlight?
Yeah, so ongoing, we've got Kids Scavenger Hunt on the lower children's floor. We have a new one every week. And you can join Trish on our Facebook page each Monday at 6:30 for Whale of a Tale story time. And then upcoming registration for adult events, we have Nature-Inspired Garden Series with the Stratford and Area Master Gardeners on Zoom, and a Little Brit to Music lecture series on music history focusing on British composers. You can register for those at our website at splibrary.ca or give us a call at 519-271-0220.
All right. It's our Queer Book of the Month and should do a shout out for Stratford Pride Community Center and Stratford Pride Guide. They recently had their Winter Pride event, Love is Love, and it was a huge success. That was at the Queen's Inn, and after expenses, they raised $5,878.29, which will go towards the opening of the Community Center headquarters and offices located on Downey Street in downtown Stratford, and that'll be opening up June 1st. So more great news in our community. Emma Brommer with Stratford Public Library. Thanks so much for this, Emma, and we'll keep in touch.
Thanks, Jamie.